Well, welcome to the 4th of July weekend. You know, it's a blessing to live in a country that we're still able to be free and to be able to celebrate our founding and also celebrate America, not only with the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July weekend, but the Constitution that our founding fathers put together for us. What a blessing to have a country where we follow the rule of law. I was thinking about this whole thing about the Constitution and about Christianity as it relates to our country. And I found something from Dr. Billy Graham that, I don't know, just says it all. Billy Graham said this: "True Christianity finds all of its doctrines in the Bible. True Christianity does not deny any part of the Bible. True Christianity does not add anything to the Bible. For many centuries, the Bible has been the most available book on the earth. It has no hidden purpose, and it cannot be destroyed." Boy, do we know that, because they've taken Bible reading out of school. They've done this, they've done that, but the Bible stands on its own. Well, the United States of America this weekend becomes 246 years old. Now, it's a long time for a nation to remain free when you look back in history. There have been many countries that was a lot older than what we are. Some failed, some didn't, but we're still kicking along, if you would. But think about this as we look at our history in the context of world history. America is just a baby among the nations of Egypt and China and Japan and Rome and Greece. All make America's history seem so short. Consider for what a brief time that we've really been a nation. I found something, this is not original, but I found this and I thought, wow, this gives us perspective on really how young we are. When Thomas Jefferson died, Abraham Lincoln was a young man of 17. When Lincoln was assassinated, Woodrow Wilson was a boy of 8. And by the time Woodrow Wilson died, Ronald Reagan was a boy of 12. There you have it. The lives of 4 men can take you all the way back to the beginning of our country 246 years ago. We are so young, and yet we stand tall among the nations because of these principles on which we were established. It says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men or all people are created equal, and that they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, that's the way the Declaration of Independence begins. And we celebrate that today. And don't let anyone fool you. Freedom ought and needs to be celebrated. Look around the world and look at the freedoms that we have in this country. And look at our Constitution, which tells us what the government cannot do to us. Wow. So many churches and pastors today loathe patriotism. And I'm just amazed about some of it that comes from some of these pulpits. I'm not one of those. I celebrate today with you the freedoms which God has blessed this great nation of ours. Now, I cannot tell you whether God has blessed us with liberty and therefore we're free, or we have wisely and simply built our liberty based on biblical principles, and that's why we are free. But in any case, our freedom comes from God. Now, I want to temper our celebrations with a caution. Freedom is not free, by no means. We know it comes at a high cost, and thank God for the people who have gave their lives to keep us free. But with freedom comes responsibility. We're not free to live excessive lives. We are not set at liberty to pursue selfish ends. Our independence should not make us infidels. The Apostle Paul in Scripture eloquently put it, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in sinful nature." Wow, what a wonderful scripture from the Apostle Paul. Now, what is true for the church is true for the nation also. Liberty demands civility. Freedom requires righteous behavior. So on this 4th of July weekend, let us celebrate freedom, and we need to celebrate freedom, but let us also celebrate civility. It's just unbelievable the things that when the Supreme Court made a decision on Roe versus Wade, you know what they did? All they did was stand up for the Constitution. That thing that was passed 50 some odd years ago, they created a right out of thin air. And all the current Supreme Court did was to right that wrong by sending that decision back to the states. And that's all that happened. It does not make abortion illegal, although I think that it should, we should be doing any of it. But sometimes, you know, you have to do it. But don't put the burden on women and different things to make a choice like that. It's so sad. But you know, and some women have, and it is not the unpardonable sin. That's what makes us so special as Christians. Well, I shouldn't say special. But that's where us as Christians understand grace, love, and forgiveness. Because the only sin that's not able to be forgiven is the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. Now, my humble opinion, I think that that means that you cannot shut God completely out of your life. Now, there's some people that are able to do it. Unfortunately, they will have to suffer the consequence. But God created us with a void in our heart that can only be filled with His grace and love. And He forgives, He cleanses us, and He receives us just how we are. All we got to do is say, "Lord, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, and I come to You now asking for grace, love, and forgiveness, and He is faithful to give it to us right then and now." So, let us use a little common sense and a little bit of civility in our life as we try to minister to people, not only from the church, but elect people that go to Congress or be a president that uphold biblical principles, not only in their lives, but in all the things that they do. But we need to celebrate liberty. Scripture through the Apostle Paul was the champion of that. So let's celebrate our liberty, but not forget to celebrate our responsibility to civility. Liberty and civility. What a wonderful, wonderful thing that we can put together. Did you know the average age of the world's greatest civilization has only been 200 years? These nations have progressed through the following sequence, and I hope and pray we don't follow it, but this is what happened. From bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, and from apathy to dependency. From dependency back to bondage. Now, I know God always leaves a remnant, and thank God there's a lot of people in this country that are still working hard to keep us free, that we don't go back into a situation of bondage. But I think all of us have to admit, in the last 40, 50, 60 years especially, we've lost a great deal of gentleness, a great deal of kindness, and a great deal of civility in our country. Children are increasingly belligerent, and adults are more coarse than before. Let's break that cycle as we celebrate this 4th of July weekend. We can learn to agree on a lot of things without being disagreeable, but more important, we need to celebrate God's love and grace and for the freedoms that we have. So celebrate today, this weekend, not just our liberties, but our heritage of civility. In Jesus' name, I hope and pray you're having a good weekend. We have a lot of prayer requests. We shared with you last week about a box that we sent to Annabelle. Her father took some pictures of Annabelle and sent it to us. And I think Phil even put it up on the website. What a joy it is to see a little six-year-old girl recovering from cancer with such joy with the little care package that we sent them. So we rejoiced with Annabelle. Joanne, too, affectionately, T-O-O, you know, Joanne George's Tina, or Tina, Joanne 1, shared with us that her mother went through her knee replacement surgery okay, and she's recovering, and we're grateful for that. But pray for our country, pray for our leaders, pray for our military folks, and just pray that America can remain free as a country and to stand on biblical principles and seek God's love for guidance as we pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Happy 4th of July weekend. Have a wonderful day.